Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage the BBC Concert Orchestra and our conductor this evening, David Fuhrman. And now, Friday Night's Music Night is proud to present Procol Harum.
Multilingual business friend, packed a bag and fled, leaving only ash-filled ashtrays and the lipstick Don made me. She found descended, and the ceiling was too tall. Your trouser cuffs are dirty, and your shoes are laced up wrong. You'd better change up your homework, as your overcoat is too long. Thank you very much indeed, and good evening. And it's a great pleasure for us to be here at Dominion in London. We haven't played enough in Britain, I don't think, over the past centuries. And tonight we have the pleasure of presenting ourselves in good form with the BBC Concert Orchestra and the Crouch End Festival Chorus. Sir. So we're going to get all those drummers start us off on this next one.
We'll be right back.
Thank you very much, that was Simple Sister. This next one comes from our first album that we had on with the Chrysalis Record Company. It reflects the days in the 70s when, with Broken Arm, we used to stay in the five-star hotels. Fabulous food and champagne, picked up in limousines, life was good. But, well, tonight I came up on the tube. We had a takeaway burger. Well, I won't talk much longer because I need to get the last train. The days of Grand Hotel. Tonight we sleep on silken sheets. We drink fine wine and eat rare meats on carousel and gambling state. Our fortune speed dissipate. Candlelight and chandelier, it's silver plate and crystal clear. It's serenade and sourbound. The nights we stay at Hotel Grand. Tonight we dine at Hotel Ritz. A golden dish laisse sa romance. Les nuits qu'on passe par le devant. Everybody feeling all right tonight?
Yeah.
Said you feeling all right?
Yeah.
Right. Got that out of the way. We've had some good fun here today. I know that the Crouching Festival Chorus is doing a grand job. And I'd like to help us out with this next one, which we hope you enjoy. It's called Fires Which Burnt Brightly.
Thank you.
blame. The crowds have gone home, and the cars sailed away.
Actually, standing up, I should take a moment, in fact, to introduce Procol Harum tonight. Not that we changed much. But over on the Hammond organ, please welcome Josh Phillips. On the bass, Matt Pegg. Back on the drums, Jeff Dunn. And on guitar tonight, and we'll talk about that later. Please welcome Dave Calhoun. And just to take liberties, we're going to slip in one from one of my solo albums. We hope you enjoy just the band here. Give us a chance to stretch out and give the orchestra a chance to find the wine we left under their seats. Called Missing Person. Come running back. very much. Missing persons. This next one, as I said, Dave Calhoun has just had a couple of days with us, which with Procol Harum is, I'm sure, quite an effort. I have to learn them every time, and I wrote them. Especially this one, which I think has every chord in the book, both major and minor. It's the center of the storm. Something magic being born. When the world is torn apart, by the beating of a heart, like a dam about to burst. Like a drunkard's crazy thirst. We'd like to settle down this next one. I always thought it was about the way we've ruined our planet. Isn't that green? Oh, green enough to make you sick. Called Broken Barricades. It was all once bright jewels and glitter. Dresses are empty. Very much indeed. I'm not going to get serious here, but this year turns out to be the 100th anniversary of the start of the First World War. And I was talking to my neighbour Sidney White one day a few years ago, and he told me about his story. I'll just tell you briefly. When he was 19, called up, did his training, went to France, got caught almost immediately, and spent the rest of the war until he was liberated in a labour camp. But he survived, and that was something. He just lost his hearing a bit and couldn't eat a curry. His stomach's too weak. But we'd like to pay this for Sid and anybody else that's done their time and provided their service and helped us. This is called Sympathy for the Hard of Hearing.
Time to
Bit of a Wayne's World, that one, wasn't it? takes opportunity. I will say, Dave's doing a great job there. Well done. A couple of days rehearsal with Pope. our usual man that's been with us since 92, Jeff Whitehall, after rehearsals on Tuesday, he was taken suddenly ill with a breathing problem. In hospital and stuck, but he is feeling better, so our hopes and prayers are with him at this time. And also with our other friends who sometimes watch us from above, like Alan Stardust and Jack Bruce and many more. We play this for them. That's all we've got.
Explore the ship.
is the call. Let no one leave alive. Cross the straits, found the horn of fucking sailors alive. Twisted bar, I'm so much at course, and no one left alive. Sailed for far, unknown to man, where ships come home to die. No lofty peak, no fortress bold, could match our captain. The gun and burnt the mast and rode from ship to shore. The captain cried, "He sailors wept, our tears were tears." Thank you, and we'll have a short intermission. Thank you. Thank you very much, and welcome back to the second half here of Procol Harum with the BBC Concert Orchestra and the Crouch End Festival Chorus for Friday night is music night. Dave Calhoun, ladies and gentlemen. I couldn't believe that day, halfway through rehearsals, and we lost our Jeff, and we managed to find somebody. Matt Pegg told him to come along, but he came in, he's on crutches with a broken ankle. It's known as the procal luck, I think. But what? I don't know what he's like with a good ankle, eh? Anyway, that is nothing but the truth, I can tell you. It seems as clear as yesterday. Next one, we've never actually been in the studio with it, but we've played it when we've done concerts. Now this is called Into the Flood. We're going to let Mr. Dave start her off.
Oh.
turn the water into wine. Came from the freezing cold, turn the critter into gold. It's a jungle fest, it's a bloody mess. This next one actually started it all out for Procol Harum a long, long time ago. I don't think in 1967 that we thought, I certainly didn't, that it might still be doing it 10 years later, or 20, or 30, or 40. Whether we'll make 50, time will tell. We'd like to start this off with my good friend Darryl Way helped us with this beginning here. Over to the maestro.
When we call out for another drink,
that her face at first just ghostly. Turned to white, shade of jolly good. No, it's always nice when you go down well. But of course, we hope that you enjoy all of the songs we play. This one you might... This next one you might not have heard, but we like it. It's called An Old English Dream. Everybody still feel all right?
Yeah.
I will soon spoil that for you. Actually, I'll tell you, in the old days, we used to play quite often in New York in the USA, and we used to stay up on 8th Avenue near about 48th Street, close to Midtown, and we'd walk down to the Haymarket when we'd done our gigs for the night. And on the way down there, we always had to walk past the fire station on 8th Avenue, and always had a chat with the men in there. They're good guys, they like their rock music. They were good men. And I was so upset when, in the course of their duty in 2001, that so many of them went about their duty, but in fact gave their lives. That was a terrible, terrible day which changed our world. I'm sure you'll think the same. And we'd like to play that, just this reflection on what that day must have been like. It's called In the Blink of an Eye. Thank you much, very, very much, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, while you're on your feet, I'd like you please to show your appreciation tonight for the BBC Concert Orchestra. And please your appreciation for the Crouch End Festival Chorus. And of course our maestro conductor, Mr. David Furman. And thanks also to all the people that have made this such a wonderful experience, especially the producer, Anthony Cherry. And on the Hammond organ, Josh Phillips. On the bass, Matt Begg. And on the drums, Jeff Dunn. And doing a wonderful job down the front here, Mr. David Calhoun.
And also, don't forget, our fearless leader, Mr. Gary Brooker, MBE.
We were going to go home, but in fact, I didn't realise it was quite early. I'll still catch the last train if we play this fast. This is one that we did with the orchestra back in, I think, 1971 or something. It was a big success for us, so I hope you remember it. Ladies and gentlemen.
is BBC Radio 2. Online, on digital radio, and on 88 to 91 FM.